A scrunchie is just a few inches of fabric around an elastic band that can evoke a lot of emotions. The hair accessory was huge in the 90s. By 2003, it was so uncool that the show Sex and the City devoted a whole plot line to it.
No woman who works at W Magazine and lives on Perry Street would be caught dead at a hip downtown restaurant wearing a scrunchie!
Well, lately, scrunchies have staged a comeback, even showing up on holiday wish lists. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Georgie Williamson's first scrunchie moment was the day she was born. In 1989, her mom went into labor wearing a black velvet scrunchie with a bow, and the daughter grew up a believer.
I'm a scrunchie gal. They feel good on my hair. You know, if I'm doing me, I'm going to wear it.
80s moms and 90s girls were all about the scrunchie. Big hair and sky-high ponytails lurk in many family albums from the era. As scrunchies fell out of fashion, Williamson learned to laugh it off when friends kept giving her obnoxious scrunchies as a joke.
But jokes on them because I end up using them.
But lately, she noticed something odd in her spin class. Other women sporting scrunchies.
I am not a trendy person. Do people think I'm trying to be trendy? Oh no. Am I not cool enough to be wearing a scrunchie now?
To answer this, I turn to the unofficial scrunchie historian, Sarah Radin.
Right now we're seeing a lot of 1990s and early 2000s culture coming back.
Radin recently wrote about scrunchies for Teen Vogue. Story goes, they date back to a lounge singer in the late 80s who wanted something to pull back her big, poofy hair without damaging it while she played piano. But okay, it's now more than 30 years later. Who decided that scrunchies are cool again? People who always know what's cool, teenage girls. Specifically, the internet subculture called Visco Girl, named after a photo editing app.
Young girls are kind of celebrating themselves, and they wear like a certain outfit, typically like an oversized t-shirt. They carry Hydro Flask water bottles, and they wear puka shell necklaces, and then they always have a scrunchie on their wrist or in their hair.
It's 90s nostalgia reimagined by a new generation. The aesthetic spread all over TikTok and Instagram. One of the oldest scrunchie brands, Goody, says in the past year, scrunchies sold 8 times faster than hair and styling products overall. Radin says some designers like scrunchies because they're a good way to recycle fabric. For fashionistas, scrunchies represent functionality and comfort. And so the scrunchie has showed up on runways, celebrities, and influencers. Singer Lizzo wore a bejeweled $100 scrunchie with 5,000 rhinestones at MTV's Video Music Awards. Even long-haired dudes got in on the trend. Aquaman actor Jason Momoa wore a pink scrunchie to the Oscars, inspired by another scrunchie he got from a stylist and showed off in a YouTube video.
I freaked out because it was beautiful.
As word of my scrunchie story spread, I also kept getting one simple message about why the bulky scrunchie is superior. It's gentler on hair. Kaylin Richard, product manager here at NPR, told me the silk scrunchie has been great for her natural hair.
Those of us with curlier, coarser, kinkier hair have to think about the textures and materials that interact with our hair because it's more prone to breaking.
When I pull it out, I don't see like clumps of hair coming along with it, which does happen if you use like a smaller or a thinner elastic band.
Renata Kleivgen is 26, so she's also on her second cycle of scrunchies being cool. She's learned, wear what you want, the fashion will come back around. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.